Theoretical Astrophysics by T. Padmanabhan. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Theoretical Astrophysics by T. Padmanabhan is a comprehensive textbook on the subject of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the most advanced topics in cosmology. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of astrophysics, Part 2 covers stellar structure and evolution, Part 3 covers the physics of the interstellar medium and galactic structure, and Part 4 covers cosmology. Part 1 of the book begins with an introduction to the basic concepts of astrophysics, including the structure of stars, the formation of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe. It then moves on to discuss the physics of stellar atmospheres, stellar interiors, and stellar evolution. The topics covered include the equations of stellar structure, the physics of stellar atmospheres, the physics of stellar interiors, and the evolution of stars. Part 2 of the book covers the physics of stellar structure and evolution. It begins with a discussion of the equations of stellar structure and the physics of stellar atmospheres. It then moves on to discuss the physics of stellar interiors, including the equations of state, nuclear reactions, and the physics of stellar evolution. The topics covered include the equations of stellar structure, the physics of stellar atmospheres, the physics of stellar interiors, and the evolution of stars. Part 3 of the book covers the physics of the interstellar medium and galactic structure. It begins with a discussion of the physics of the interstellar medium, including the physics of interstellar dust and gas, and the physics of star formation. It then moves on to discuss the physics of galactic structure, including the physics of spiral arms, the physics of the interstellar medium, and the physics of star formation. The topics covered include the physics of interstellar dust and gas, the physics of star formation, the physics of spiral arms, and the physics of the interstellar medium. Part 4 of the book covers cosmology. It begins with a discussion of the basic concepts of cosmology, including the Big Bang, inflation, and dark matter and dark energy. It then moves on to discuss the physics of the early universe, including the physics of the cosmic microwave background, the physics of the large-scale structure of the universe, and the physics of the formation of galaxies. The topics covered include the physics of the Big Bang, the physics of inflation, the physics of dark matter and dark energy, the physics of the cosmic microwave background, the physics of the large-scale structure of the universe, and the physics of the formation of galaxies. Theoretical Astrophysics by T. Padmanabhan is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the most advanced topics in cosmology. The book is well written and easy to understand, making it an ideal resource for students and professionals alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The nature of astrophysics. Astrophysics is the study of the physical processes that occur in the universe, from the formation of stars and galaxies to the evolution of the universe itself. It is a field of science that combines the principles of physics, chemistry, and mathematics to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Main idea number 2. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a single point of infinite density and temperature, and has been expanding ever since. Main idea number 3. The structure of the universe. The universe is composed of galaxies, which are collections of stars, gas, and dust. Galaxies are grouped together in clusters and superclusters, and the universe is filled with dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 4. The formation of stars and galaxies. Stars form from the collapse of clouds of gas and dust, and galaxies form from the merging of smaller galaxies. The formation of stars and galaxies is driven by gravity and the release of energy from nuclear reactions. Main idea number 5. The evolution of stars and galaxies. Stars and galaxies evolve over time due to the effects of gravity, nuclear reactions, and the release of energy. Stars eventually die, leaving behind stellar remnants such as white dwarfs, neutron stars, and black holes. Main idea number 6. The nature of light. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation, and its behavior is described by the laws of electromagnetism. Light is emitted by stars and galaxies, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. Main idea number 7. The nature of matter. Matter is composed of atoms, which are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Matter can exist in different states, such as gas, liquid, and solid, and its behavior is described by the laws of thermodynamics. Main idea number 8. The nature of radiation. Radiation is a form of energy that is emitted by stars and galaxies. It can be described by the laws of quantum mechanics, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. Main idea number 9. The nature of time. Time is a fundamental concept in astrophysics, and its behavior is described by the laws of relativity. Time is relative to the observer, and its effects can be seen in the expansion of the universe and the evolution of stars and galaxies. Main idea number 10. The nature of space. Space is a three-dimensional region of the universe, and its behavior is described by the laws of gravity. Space is curved, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. Main idea number 11. The nature of gravity. Gravity is a force of attraction between two objects, and its behavior is described by the laws of general relativity. Gravity is responsible for the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies, and its effects can be seen in the expansion of the universe. Main idea number 12. The nature of cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is a field of science that combines the principles of physics, mathematics, and astronomy to explain the behavior of the universe on the largest scales. Main idea number 13. The nature of dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious forms of matter and energy that make up most of the universe. Their properties are still not fully understood, but they are believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Main idea number 14. The nature of the cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang. Its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe, and it provides evidence for the Big Bang theory. Main idea number 15. The nature of the early universe. The early universe was a hot, dense, and rapidly expanding place. Its properties can be studied using the laws of thermodynamics and the principles of quantum mechanics, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. Main idea number 16. The nature of the large-scale structure of the universe. The large-scale structure of the universe is composed of galaxies, clusters, and superclusters. Its properties can be studied using the laws of gravity and the principles of cosmology, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. Main idea number 17. The nature of the cosmic web. The cosmic web is a network of filaments and voids that make up the large-scale structure of the universe. Its properties can be studied using the laws of gravity and the principles of cosmology, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. Main idea number 18. The nature of the cosmic expansion. The cosmic expansion is the expansion of the universe on the largest scales. Its properties can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. Main idea number 19. The nature of the cosmic acceleration. The cosmic acceleration is the accelerated expansion of the universe on the largest scales. Its properties can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology, and its cause is still not fully understood. Main idea number 20. The nature of the cosmic horizon. The cosmic horizon is the boundary of the observable universe. Its properties can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Astrophysics is a fascinating field of science that seeks to understand the physical processes that occur in the universe. It combines the principles of physics, chemistry, and mathematics to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Astrophysicists study the formation of stars and galaxies, the evolution of the universe, and the structure and composition of the universe. They also study the physical properties of stars, planets, and other celestial bodies, as well as the interactions between them. Astrophysicists use a variety of tools and techniques to observe and measure the properties of the universe, such as telescopes, satellites, and computer simulations. Astrophysics is a rapidly evolving field, with new discoveries being made all the time. Recent advances in technology have enabled us to observe the universe in unprecedented detail, allowing us to gain a better understanding of its structure and composition. Astrophysicists are also exploring the possibility of dark matter and dark energy, which could explain the accelerated expansion of the universe. By studying the nature of astrophysics, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and our place in it. Main idea number 2. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a single point of infinite density and temperature, and has been expanding ever since. This point is known as the singularity, and it is believed to have occurred approximately 13.8 billion years ago. The Big Bang Theory explains the formation of the universe, its structure, and its evolution over time. It also explains the abundance of light elements such as hydrogen and helium, as well as the cosmic microwave background radiation. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a variety of observations, including the redshift of distant galaxies, the cosmic microwave background radiation, and the abundance of light elements. It is also supported by the theory of general relativity, which explains the expansion of the universe. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe, and it is the basis for much of modern cosmology. Main idea number 3. The structure of the universe is a complex and fascinating topic. On the largest scales, the universe is composed of galaxies, which are collections of stars, gas, and dust. Galaxies are grouped together in clusters and superclusters, and the universe is filled with dark matter and dark energy. These components interact with each other in complex ways, and the structure of the universe is constantly changing. The study of the structure of the universe is known as cosmology. Cosmologists use a variety of tools to study the universe, including observations of galaxies and other objects, computer simulations, and theoretical models. By studying the structure of the universe, cosmologists can learn about its history, its evolution, and its future. The structure of the universe is an important topic in astrophysics, and it has implications for our understanding of the universe as a whole. By studying the structure of the universe, we can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its components, and how they interact with each other. Main idea number 4. Stars form from the collapse of clouds of gas and dust. As the cloud collapses, it becomes denser and hotter, and the gas and dust particles begin to stick together. Eventually, the cloud becomes so dense and hot that nuclear fusion begins, and a star is born. The process of star formation is driven by gravity, which pulls the gas and dust together, and the release of energy from nuclear reactions, which heats the cloud and helps it to collapse. Galaxies form from the merging of smaller galaxies. As galaxies move through space, they interact with each other, and their gravity pulls them together. Over time, the galaxies merge, forming larger and larger galaxies. The process of galaxy formation is driven by gravity, which pulls the galaxies together, and the release of energy from nuclear reactions, which heats the gas and dust in the galaxies and helps them to merge. Main idea number 5. Stars and galaxies evolve over time due to the effects of gravity, nuclear reactions, and the release of energy. As stars age, they become brighter and hotter, eventually reaching a point where they can no longer sustain nuclear fusion. At this point, they begin to cool and fade, eventually becoming white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. As galaxies age, they also become brighter and hotter, eventually reaching a point where they can no longer sustain star formation. At this point, they begin to fade, eventually becoming elliptical galaxies or spiral galaxies. The evolution of stars and galaxies is a complex process, and is still not fully understood. However, it is clear that the evolution of stars and galaxies is an important part of the overall evolution of the universe. As stars and galaxies age, they release energy and matter into the universe, which can then be used to form new stars and galaxies. This process of star and galaxy formation and evolution is an ongoing cycle, and is essential for the continued existence of the universe. Main idea number 6. Light is a fundamental part of our universe, and its behavior is governed by the laws of electromagnetism. Light is emitted by stars and galaxies, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. Light is composed of photons, which are particles of energy that travel in waves. These waves can be described by their frequency, wavelength, and amplitude. The frequency of light determines its color, and the wavelength determines its energy. The amplitude of light determines its intensity. Light can be used to study the universe in a variety of ways. By studying the spectrum of light emitted by stars and galaxies, astronomers can learn about their composition and structure. By studying the polarization of light, astronomers can learn about the magnetic fields of stars and galaxies. By studying the redshift of light, astronomers can learn about the expansion of the universe. Light is an essential part of our universe, and its behavior is governed by the laws of electromagnetism. Its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe, and its behavior can be used to gain insight into the nature of the universe. Main idea number 7. Matter is the fundamental building block of the universe. It is composed of atoms, which are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. These particles interact with each other through the electromagnetic force, and their behavior is described by the laws of quantum mechanics. Matter can exist in different states, such as gas, liquid, and solid, and its behavior is described by the laws of thermodynamics. The properties of matter, such as its density, temperature, and pressure, are determined by the number of atoms and their arrangement. Atoms are held together by chemical bonds, which are formed when electrons are shared between atoms. These bonds can be strong or weak, depending on the type of atoms involved. The strength of the bond determines the properties of the material, such as its hardness or flexibility. Atoms can also form molecules, which are composed of two or more atoms held together by chemical bonds. Molecules can be simple or complex, and their properties depend on the type of atoms and the arrangement of the atoms within the molecule. Matter can also exist in different forms, such as plasma, which is a gas composed of charged particles, or a solid, which is a material composed of atoms that are held together by strong chemical bonds. The behavior of matter is determined by the laws of thermodynamics, which describe how energy is transferred between different forms of matter. The properties of matter, such as its density, temperature, and pressure, are determined by the number of atoms and their arrangement. Main idea number 8. Radiation is a form of energy that is emitted by stars and galaxies. It is a fundamental part of the universe, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the cosmos. Radiation is described by the laws of quantum mechanics, which state that energy is emitted in discrete packets, or quanta. These quanta can be in the form of photons, which are particles of light, or in the form of particles such as electrons, protons, and neutrons. The nature of radiation is determined by its wavelength, which is the distance between two successive peaks of the wave. Different types of radiation have different wavelengths, and this determines their properties. For example, visible light has a wavelength of about 400 to 700 nanometers, while X-rays have a wavelength of about 0.01 to 10 nanometers. The energy of radiation is also determined by its frequency, which is the number of waves that pass a given point in a given time. Radiation can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. By studying the properties of radiation, astronomers can learn about the composition of stars and galaxies, and the structure of the universe. Radiation can also be used to detect the presence of dark matter, which is a mysterious form of matter that does not interact with light. By studying the properties of radiation, astronomers can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its evolution over time. Main idea number 9. The nature of time is a complex and fascinating concept. Time is a fundamental element of the universe, and its behavior is described by the laws of relativity. Time is relative to the observer, and its effects can be seen in the expansion of the universe and the evolution of stars and galaxies. Time is also a key factor in the formation of structures in the universe, such as galaxies, stars, and planets. Time is also an important factor in the study of astrophysics. Time is used to measure the age of stars and galaxies, and to understand the evolution of the universe. Time is also used to measure the speed of light, and to calculate the distances between objects in the universe. Time is also used to measure the temperature of stars and other objects in the universe. Time is also an important factor in the study of cosmology. Time is used to measure the age of the universe, and to understand the evolution of the universe. Time is also used to measure the speed of light, and to calculate the distances between objects in the universe. Time is also used to measure the temperature of stars and other objects in the universe. Time is an essential element of the universe, and its behavior is described by the laws of relativity. Time is relative to the observer, and its effects can be seen in the expansion of the universe and the evolution of stars and galaxies. Time is also a key factor in the formation of structures in the universe, such as galaxies, stars, and planets. Time is also an important factor in the study of astrophysics, cosmology, and other areas of science. Main idea number 10. The nature of space is a complex and fascinating topic. It is a three-dimensional region of the universe, and its behavior is described by the laws of gravity. Space is curved, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. For example, the curvature of space can be used to explain the motion of planets and stars, and the structure of galaxies. It can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, and the formation of galaxies and other structures. Space is also a medium for the propagation of light and other forms of energy. This means that the properties of space can be used to study the behavior of light and other forms of energy, such as radio waves and X-rays. This can be used to study the structure of the universe, and the behavior of stars and galaxies. It can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, and the formation of galaxies and other structures. Space is also a medium for the transmission of information. This means that the properties of space can be used to study the behavior of information, such as the transmission of signals and data. This can be used to study the structure of the universe, and the behavior of stars and galaxies. It can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, and the formation of galaxies and other structures. The nature of space is a complex and fascinating topic, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. By understanding the nature of space, we can gain a better understanding of the universe, and the behavior of its components. Main idea number 11. Gravity is a fundamental force of nature that governs the motion of objects in the universe. It is the force that binds us to the Earth and keeps us from floating away into space. It is also responsible for the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies, and its effects can be seen in the expansion of the universe. The nature of gravity is described by the laws of general relativity, which states that gravity is a curvature of spacetime caused by the presence of mass. This curvature of spacetime affects the motion of objects, causing them to move in a curved path around the source of the gravitational field. This explains why objects in the universe move in orbits around each other, and why the universe is expanding. Gravity is also responsible for the formation of planets and other celestial bodies. As matter accumulates in a region of space, its gravitational pull causes it to collapse in on itself, forming a star or planet. This process is known as accretion, and it is responsible for the formation of the planets in our solar system. Gravity is an incredibly powerful force, and its effects can be seen in many aspects of our universe. From the motion of planets and stars to the expansion of the universe, gravity is a fundamental force that shapes the universe we live in. Main idea number 12. Cosmology is a fascinating field of science that seeks to understand the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is a field of study that combines the principles of physics, mathematics, and astronomy to explain the behavior of the universe on the largest scales. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, simulations of the universe's evolution, and mathematical models of the universe's structure. By studying the universe on the largest scales, cosmologists can gain insight into the fundamental laws of nature and the evolution of the universe over time. Cosmology is a rapidly evolving field of science, and new discoveries are being made all the time. Recent advances in technology have allowed cosmologists to observe the universe in unprecedented detail and to make predictions about its future evolution. Cosmologists are also exploring the possibility of a multiverse, in which our universe is just one of many universes that exist in a larger, interconnected space. By studying the universe on the largest scales, cosmologists can gain insight into the fundamental laws of nature and the evolution of the universe over time. Cosmology is an exciting field of science that is constantly evolving. As new technologies and techniques are developed, cosmologists are able to explore the universe in greater detail and make more accurate predictions about its future evolution. By studying the universe on the largest scales, cosmologists can gain insight into the fundamental laws of nature and the evolution of the universe over time. Main idea number 13. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious components of the universe. They are believed to make up most of the universe, yet their properties remain largely unknown. Dark matter is believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and dark energy is thought to be a form of energy that is causing the accelerated expansion of the universe. The nature of dark matter and dark energy is still a mystery, and scientists are actively researching these topics. One of the main goals of modern astrophysics is to understand the properties of dark matter and dark energy and how they interact with ordinary matter. By studying the behavior of galaxies and other large-scale structures, scientists hope to gain insight into the nature of dark matter and dark energy and how they affect the evolution of the universe. The study of dark matter and dark energy is a complex and challenging field of research, but it is also one of the most exciting areas of astrophysics. By understanding the nature of these mysterious components of the universe, we can gain a better understanding of the universe as a whole and how it has evolved over time. Main idea number 14. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. The CMB is composed of photons that have been traveling through space since the Big Bang, and its temperature is uniform across the sky. This uniformity indicates that the universe was once in a state of thermal equilibrium, and it provides evidence for the Big Bang theory. The CMB is also used to study the large-scale structure of the universe. By measuring the fluctuations in the CMB, astronomers can map out the distribution of matter in the universe. This information can be used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, and to test theories of cosmology. The CMB is an invaluable tool for understanding the universe, and its properties can be used to study the structure and composition of the universe. By studying the CMB, astronomers can gain insight into the history of the universe and can test theories of cosmology. Main idea number 15. The early universe was a hot, dense, and rapidly expanding place. Its properties can be studied using the laws of thermodynamics and the principles of quantum mechanics. The Big Bang marked the beginning of the universe, and the subsequent expansion of the universe has been studied extensively. The early universe was filled with a hot, dense plasma of particles, and the temperature of the universe was extremely high. This plasma was composed of protons, neutrons, electrons, and other particles, and it was in a state of thermal equilibrium. As the universe expanded, the temperature of the universe decreased, and the particles began to form atoms. This process is known as recombination, and it marked the end of the early universe. The early universe was also filled with radiation, which was composed of photons. These photons were created during the Big Bang, and they have been traveling through the universe ever since. The photons have been redshifted due to the expansion of the universe, and they are now observed as the cosmic microwave background radiation. This radiation provides us with a snapshot of the early universe, and it can be used to study the properties of the early universe. The early universe was also filled with dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that does not interact with light, and it is believed to make up most of the matter in the universe. Dark energy is an unknown form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Both dark matter and dark energy are still largely mysterious, and their properties are still being studied. The nature of the early universe is still largely a mystery, but it can be studied using the laws of thermodynamics and the principles of quantum mechanics. By studying the properties of the early universe, we can gain insight into the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and stars. Main idea number 16. The large-scale structure of the universe is a fascinating and complex phenomenon. It is composed of galaxies, clusters, and superclusters, and its properties can be studied using the laws of gravity and the principles of cosmology. By studying the large-scale structure of the universe, we can gain insight into the evolution of the universe since the Big Bang. The large-scale structure of the universe is composed of galaxies, clusters, and superclusters. These structures are held together by the force of gravity, and their evolution is determined by the expansion of the universe. As the universe expands, the structures become more diffuse and the galaxies move further apart. This process is known as cosmic expansion. The large-scale structure of the universe is also affected by the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that does not interact with light, and dark energy is an unknown form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. By studying the large-scale structure of the universe, we can gain insight into the nature of dark matter and dark energy. The large-scale structure of the universe is an ever-evolving phenomenon. As the universe expands, the structures become more diffuse and the galaxies move further apart. This process is known as cosmic expansion. By studying the large-scale structure of the universe, we can gain insight into the evolution of the universe since the Big Bang. Main idea number 17. The cosmic web is a fascinating phenomenon that has been studied for centuries. It is a network of filaments and voids that make up the large-scale structure of the universe. Its properties can be studied using the laws of gravity and the principles of cosmology, and its evolution can be traced back to the Big Bang. The cosmic web is composed of galaxies, clusters of galaxies, and large-scale structures such as filaments and voids. These structures are connected by a web of dark matter, which is invisible but exerts a gravitational pull on the visible matter. This web of dark matter is what gives the cosmic web its structure and allows it to evolve over time. The cosmic web is an important tool for understanding the universe. By studying its properties, we can learn more about the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and other structures. We can also use the cosmic web to study the distribution of matter in the universe and the effects of dark energy on the expansion of the universe. By understanding the cosmic web, we can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its evolution. The cosmic web is an ever-changing structure, and its evolution is driven by the laws of gravity and the principles of cosmology. As the universe expands, the cosmic web is stretched and distorted, and new structures are formed. This process is known as structure formation, and it is responsible for the formation of galaxies, clusters of galaxies, and other large-scale structures. By studying the cosmic web, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 18. The cosmic expansion is a fundamental feature of the universe, and its nature has been studied extensively over the past century. The expansion is driven by the force of gravity, which causes matter and energy to be drawn together and form structures such as galaxies and clusters of galaxies. As these structures form, the universe expands, and the rate of expansion increases over time. This is known as the Hubble expansion, and it is the basis for the Big Bang theory. The nature of the cosmic expansion is determined by the laws of general relativity, which describe how matter and energy interact in the presence of gravity. In particular, the expansion is determined by the amount of matter and energy in the universe, as well as the curvature of space-time. The expansion is also affected by the presence of dark energy, which is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. The cosmic expansion has been studied extensively using observations of distant galaxies and other astronomical objects. By measuring the redshift of these objects, astronomers can determine the rate of expansion of the universe. This has allowed them to trace the evolution of the universe back to the Big Bang, and to study the properties of the cosmic expansion in detail. The nature of the cosmic expansion is an important topic in cosmology, and it has implications for our understanding of the universe and its evolution. By studying the cosmic expansion, astronomers can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe, and can test theories of cosmology. Main idea number 19. The cosmic acceleration is a phenomenon that has been observed in the universe since the late 1990s. It is characterized by an accelerated expansion of the universe on the largest scales, which is in contrast to the decelerated expansion that was expected from the Standard Model of cosmology. This acceleration is thought to be caused by a mysterious form of energy, known as dark energy, which is believed to make up around 70% of the total energy content of the universe. The nature of this dark energy is still not fully understood, and its properties can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology. The cosmic acceleration has been studied extensively in recent years, and its implications for cosmology and astrophysics are far-reaching. It has been suggested that the acceleration could be caused by a cosmological constant, a form of energy that is constant throughout space and time. Alternatively, it could be caused by a scalar field, a type of field that is not constant but varies in space and time. Other theories have been proposed, such as modified gravity theories, which suggest that the acceleration is caused by a modification of the laws of gravity on large scales. The cosmic acceleration has been observed in a variety of ways, including through the study of type Ia supernovae, the cosmic microwave background, and the large-scale structure of the universe. The acceleration has been confirmed by multiple independent observations, and its implications for cosmology and astrophysics are still being explored. Main idea number 20. The cosmic horizon is an important concept in cosmology, as it marks the boundary of the observable universe. It is the farthest point from which light has had time to reach us since the Big Bang. This means that anything beyond the cosmic horizon is not visible to us, and is thus considered to be part of the unobservable universe. The properties of the cosmic horizon can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology. The cosmic horizon is constantly expanding due to the expansion of the universe. This means that the cosmic horizon is constantly moving away from us, and the light from more distant objects is able to reach us. This means that the cosmic horizon is constantly changing, and the observable universe is constantly growing. This is an important concept to understand when studying the evolution of the universe. The cosmic horizon is an important concept to understand when studying the universe, as it marks the boundary of the observable universe. It is constantly expanding due to the expansion of the universe, and its properties can be studied using the laws of general relativity and the principles of cosmology. By understanding the nature of the cosmic horizon, we can gain a better understanding of the evolution of the universe. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.